So I just want to share something that might be a little bit different than what we would normally do on Sunday. If I mention the name the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church or the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, you probably recognize that name. The story behind the success of the church is pretty amazing. The first pastorate that Jim Cimbalo was ever sent to was the famed Brooklyn Tabernacle Church. But when he arrived, he realized that it was a beautiful, beautiful old church building, but no one came. Literally, the first Sunday that he was welcomed to the church, eight people were sitting in the pews, and this is a humongous church. And he made a comment, and they said, "You should be happy. There are more here today than there was last week." So it was a monstrosity of a church building. It had a glorious past, but it had fallen on disrepair. The area in New York City where the church was, once a gloried story, had changed so much. A lot of people who were living on the streets. And as the building fell into disrepair, Jim Cimbalo said, "I'm not even sure that we can have any money to somehow create a new atmosphere in the building, let alone make some of the changes that were necessary to the building itself." But God just put it on his heart. And somehow, God communicated to Jim Cimbalo that he needed to get outside of that church building and look at the people who were on the street. And what he noticed on the street were a lot of people who were actually living on the street. They were in great difficulty. Some of them had a challenge with drugs and alcohol and a variety of other things, and it was just a very difficult situation for many, many people. Many people couldn't go to a shelter, couldn't go to a home. They basically lived on the streets. And so Jim Cimbalo said to the people as he opened the doors, "Every day at lunch, you can come in for coffee and sandwiches, but there is something that you have to do. You have to sing a song." Some of them had never been in the church building before, and they came in very, very sheepishly, but they came in. They had a sandwich, they had coffee, and Jim Cimbalo says, "We're just going to sing." And so they took some of the old, old songs that kind of everybody knew, and they started to sing. And Jim Cimbalo said, "Every day there's coffee and sandwiches for you, but you've got to come and sing." And as the months went on, friends told friends, and those friends told more friends, and more people came. Pretty soon, there were more than 100 people in a choir. The first time many of them had ever been in the church, they learned to sing. And that's the genesis of the choir, of the great tabernacle choir. And the church grew, not from professionals, but from people who had a lot of challenges, just like we all have challenges in our life. So what I want to do today is notice this phrase: we take refuge in the Lord. Many of the people who lived on that street are now part of that Brooklyn Tabernacle Church and have been over the years, were people who lived on the streets, and you're going to see such a change. I want to play a video today of the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir singing "Taking Refuge in the Lord." And what you will notice is they all look professional. Some of them look like models. But the majority of people in that choir are people who had no place to go for many years of their life. And at the end of the song, I'd like you to notice something else. I'd like you to notice in the choir and in the audience, people, when they finish singing their song, they don't stop worshiping. They are so grateful. They are so thankful for what God has done for them that they, at the end of the song, they just praise individually, taking refuge in the Lord. I think the song is the sermon. After we play the video, I'll just have a couple of scriptures to share with you, but watch along with me. Some were stockbrokers, some were dentists, some were doctors. They weren't just people all living on the streets, but people who had no place to go, people who were challenged. A brand new life. And it's a place where everyone knows of this church that welcomes everyone. What we've noticed in our scriptures And we all know as Christians is that God welcomes all people. But it's the challenge of reaching out with the way that God has reached out to us, reaching out to others with the same way. So a couple of passages that I just wanted to share with you very briefly, mainly in the Psalms, where it talks about the comfort, the refuge, this place of going to the Lord to receive a brand new life that's ever changing. I mean, I don't know if you noticed on the screen or not, the many thousands of people who were there who felt so unworthy in their own life, so challenged in their own life. Is there a place where we could change? Is there a place where we could go and be welcomed and be affirmed and change our life? And this is the church through singing and through various opportunities of prayer that they just know we have to live in the Lord one day at a time, just today, just today. And so every day at lunch, they would go into that tabernacle and they would learn that song and they'd go the next day and they'd sing and they'd go the next day and sing and they'd go the next day and sing. And even though the church has grown to such huge numbers, there are still people who know this is a place I can go and be welcomed. And of course, that's what we want for our church. And I hope that that feeling is extended on a daily basis as well. So just a couple of passages in Psalm 34, 17 through 19, it says this: "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted." Anyone brokenhearted this morning? "And he saves those who are crushed in their spirit. The righteous may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers them all." Beautiful passage. And then 34 in verse 8, similar to what Peter will later say, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are those who take refuge in him." And then in 34 in verse 8, "Tasting that the Lord is good." And then 36, if you're following along, in verse 7, "How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings." And then 37, 23 and 24, "The Lord makes firm the steps of those who delight in him. Though they stumble, they will not fall, for the Lord upholds them with his hand." And one of the reasons that that church continues to grow in number is that people know this is a place where I can learn, where someone can put their arms around me, that I'm not the only one, that we can reach out to one another. I had the opportunity this year of teaching the grade 9 Bible class at Great Lakes, and one of the things that we've been talking about is that the Gospel of Luke, which we're talking about, is all about people welcoming other people. How Jesus went into the world and never said, if you want to hear me preach, come on down to the church at such and such a time and you can hear me. No, he was a peripatetic teacher, rabbi, which meant he was a walker. He would go into the community and just share, and people would be attracted to him, and people just knew that he was safe. And I guess if there's anything more to the message that I wanted to share today, is that feeling that we can all be people of inclusiveness, welcoming people, and letting people know that the reason we are who we are is because of Jesus. We cannot do it on our own, that we rely on him every day for growth. We talk to him, we read about him, we share, and we have others who do the same thing. And so my motivation in showing this video today is just to know it's still happening. Sometimes we can feel like the church is backing away from society, or society is backing away from the church, and it's just really not very interesting anymore, and people just think that's, you know, kind of a waste of time. And yet there are places in this world, churches in this world, that are really having a major impact in the community around them because they have a message. The message is God loves us. Christ has given his life for us. That God has poured out his Holy Spirit into our hearts, reminding us of how much he loves us. Let's pray. Father God, we're so grateful that we can be together every week, that we can share, and that as we all come with difficulties and struggles, that we can reach out to you and reach out to one another. And Father, today I pray for each person, all of us, that whatever is happening in each of our lives, may we reach out to other people. May we not feel that people always have to reach out to us, but may we take that strength that you give to us and reach out to others. We all have struggles, we all have difficulties, but we recognize that others do too. And so may we be a factor in reaching out to others with your love, with your goodness, with your grace, so that all of us might live by the fruit of your Spirit of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness. May we be people who always take refuge in you and have an optimistic spirit, because we say thank you for loving us, for setting us free, and that we can praise you every day. And through Christ we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets Sunday mornings at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We have classes for all ages at 9:30, and the worship service begins at 10:30. You can subscribe to podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for Beamsville. All our past sermons and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.